Welcome to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko, the show that brings you man-on-the-street interviews, celebrity guests, and groundbreaking research. Our show is also known as everything you've always wanted to know about dentistry, but we're too numb to ask. I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko, and thank you for joining me today.
The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its staff, management, or parent company. To hear a replay of this show or one of the other great shows that previously aired, log on to dentallyspeaking.com or iTunes, keywords Dr. Kvitko or Dentally Speaking. Listeners should not use Dr. Kvitko's comments and advice in place of an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Time now for Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko to discuss your dental issues. Now, here's your host, Dr. Kvitko.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. Thank you for joining me here today. I really appreciate it. Today, we welcome Dr. David Rice of Ignite DDS, a company that works with dental students to help them have the career of their dreams. You might wonder why you would care what Dr. Rice is going to teach dental students, but it definitely does affect you, so stay tuned. Before we bring Dr. Rice on the phone, though, and he's calling in from Toronto, by the way, couple house cleaning items. One would be, go to our Facebook page at Dr. Kvitko Mentness and Associates and like us. We'd really appreciate that. Also, you can follow me on Twitter at Dr. Kvitko. Okay, coming up this weekend, we have the Women's Expo. It's April 27th and 28th. It's at the Lausche Building of the Ohio State Fairgrounds. I guess it's called the Ohio Expo Center now. And I will have my rolling studio right inside the building. It's really cool. It's going to be a lot of fun. So come on out and meet us in person. We'd love to have you come out and say hi, shake our hand, and see the studio and maybe learn a little bit about what we do at my dental office. Also, I would love it if you would help out with a donation to the Dr. Kvitko Charitable Fund, because as you know, we are doing a Dentistry from the Heart event on June 14th. We are bringing a Team Smile event to Columbus this May 3rd. And also we have a golf outing that we do every year called the Dr. Kvitko Golf Classic. It'll be the 7th annual this year. So go to www.dentallyspeaking.com or drkvitko.com and click on the Dr. Kvitko Charitable Fund icon. All right, so speaking of Team Smile, we still need a number of dentists and dental hygienists and dental assistants for that matter, and lay people, just regular folks that aren't in the dental field, to help us out on May 3rd. So if you're a dental professional or you're not a dental professional, go to www.teamsmile.org, click on Volunteer, then click on Volunteer Now, choose the Columbus Blue Jackets, because our event is at Nationwide Arena in conjunction with the Blue Jackets. There'll be Blue Jacket players there. There'll be the Stinger, the mascot will be there, some of the cheerleaders. It's going to be really a great day where 250 children from lower-income households will receive free dental care. But you know what? It's only a couple weeks away, and we really, really our numbers are down. We need more people to come out and say they're going to come and help us. So that would be very, very appreciated. Okay, so let's get on to today's topic. I'm proud to have Dr. David Rice on the phone with me. Let me tell you a little bit about him first. He graduated cum laude in 1994 from the State University of New York. I almost said Ohio State. I'm so used to that. At Buffalo School of Dental Medicine. In 1995, he completed his general practice residency from the Allegheny General Hospital in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. With a strong belief in continuing education and mentorship, Dr. Rice went on to complete continuums at the Pankey Institute, the Dawson Center, and the Spear Center, all while building the restorative practice of his dreams and maintaining an associate clinical professorship at the SUNY School of Dental Medicine. Now, by the way, Pankey Institute, Dawson Center, those are things that dentists know what those mean. Those are considered prestigious to us, but you've never heard of them, I'm sure. Anyway, okay, now, 7 short months ago, Dr. Rice combined his passions for teaching, mentoring, and making a difference, and Ignite DDS was born. Today, he continues to maintain his private practice, and he travels the country inspiring dentistry's future to live their dream, have great success, and to make that same difference that has brought him so much joy. So, now, Dr. Rice, thank you for being on my show today.
Thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
And so, you're traveling. You're in Toronto now, but where are you based?
I am based out of Buffalo, New York, essentially upstate New York.
Okay. Okay. You know what? I have my son went to Cornell for his PhD, and so he was in Ithaca, and now my son-in-law has taken, that son's no longer in Ithaca, he's in Michigan, at Michigan State, but I have my daughter's husband has accepted a professorship at Syracuse.
Oh, excellent.
So we're going to be driving by Buffalo a lot.
Stop on by.
Okay, maybe I will. All right. So anyway, so Dr. Rice, I've noticed you've been in dentistry for 19 years now. Can you tell me a little bit about, your practice and yourself? Because it sounds like, although you're still supporting yourself doing dentistry, you've gone on to something that is really your passion.
I have, Dr. K. It's interesting. I've always loved to teach, and my dad was a teacher growing up, so I think I inherited that love from him. So for the better part of my career, I've been teaching part-time at Buffalo's Dental School. I've worked with dentists across the country who've graduated 5, 10, 15 years out, and recently just kind of brought it all together and have been running all over the place working with dental students and young dentists, trying to catch people on the way in to develop, great habits and treat their future patients very, very well, as opposed to trying maybe fixing things after the fact.
Got it. Now, I had mentioned that you work with dental students. I didn't realize it was young dentists as well. So how many years out of dental school would you consider a young dentist? Would it be the first 3 years?
Exactly. Usually the first 3 to 5 years, just depending on what type of postgraduate program they're taking. You and I, as you say, know that some are there for 2 years, some are there for 5 or 6 or 7 years. So we try to work with them up through 3 to 5 years out or so.
It sounds like you're talking about summer teeth. Some are here and some are there. Now I mentioned in your bio, we talked about the Pankey Institute, the Dawson Center, and basically you've spent a lot of time educating yourself, and those are prestigious programs to have completed. So tell me about that. Why did you think that was so important?
First of all, thank you. It's interesting. In dental school, as we know, you get a really great foundation of knowledge, but dentistry is such a massive topic to tackle that you don't really learn everything you should learn in school. So, myself, my partners found it very important to, go where the experts were, the gurus in our field, and those three places happened to house some of the greatest dentists I've met in my career. So we wanted
you mean
to
spend before
as much
today,
time
of course,
as we could there.
Right? You mean before today?
Before, correct.
Anyway, hey, don't laugh. Anyway, okay, so, and I mentioned that, to my folks listening, why would they care about somebody that works with dentists to live their dream? And it's there's a very clear connection to this. And one of the quotes that that I saw when I was looking over your website is, one of the things is something about, should they go out and do it on their own? And you said, absolutely. Tell me about that. Meaning, should they go out and start a practice on
sure.
their own, or should they just say, there's these places hiring, there's these places, we know it as corporate dentistry, and I'm going to mention some names, maybe some others, and I just think that it's important for people to understand. It used to be, in my day, so to speak, when somebody opened up their office, it was always their name. And mine still is. That kind of guess says I'm old. I mean, nobody opened up an office and said, Teeth R Us. But now you have businesses like Smiles, Miles of Smiles, and you have, actually that's a charity, you have, Dazzling Dentistry, you have, those are making up, but let's talk about some real ones. There's one called Aspen Dental, right?
Sure, yeah.
I think there's one in Indianapolis. Can you name some of them? Any of them come to you, to tip of your tongue?
Off the top of my head, Aspen was the first one that comes to mind, but it seems that every region
they have
the country has their players.
I think Indiana, I saw a story, unfortunately it was a bad story, but it was Dazzling Dental or something like that. Well, how would somebody find out, and by the way, folks, what we're talking about is corporate dentistry or corporate dental offices are offices that are owned and operated by like a group of investment bankers or attorneys. And by the way, in Ohio, and I think in a lot of other states, unless you're a dentist, you can't own a dental office. But what's happening is they have figured out a way around that rule. So they find a dentist, pay him a little bit of money, maybe a lot of money, I don't know, and say, hey, let's pretend this is your office. Everything's going to be in your name. we're going to give you this little stipend or big stipend. And so, but then they hire young dentists. Usually they hire young dentists out of school or some that have only been in practice 3 to 5 years, like you said. And they essentially kind of take advantage of them. It's not that they pay them terribly, but they give them these strict, rigid rules on how you can do this and what you can and can't do and how many supplies you can use. And there's only so much money for repairs of the equipment. And they have to, they're only given so many minutes for this, whether it takes longer or not. And they're basically treated like a menial labor, right?
You're absolutely correct.
And how would somebody know if they're going to a corporate dental office now that people are naming their offices various things, as opposed to an office like maybe mine or yours? Even if my office was called something like Teeth R Us, how would they know? Do you have any suggestions?
You know, I think one of the telltale signs is the amount of volume that you see, you know, walking in and out of a dental practice. You know, when they start to look more like a medical practice where there are, you know, 20 people sitting in a reception area next to you, people coming and going in 15-minute increments as opposed to maybe a little longer period of time that you were accustomed to before or a friend or family member was accustomed to before, that's you know, one of the questions we always ask people is, how long does it take your dentist or your hygienist to accomplish something that you've had done in the past? And shortened time frame seems to be a really clear sign. Like you mentioned, it doesn't necessarily matter how long a procedure should take, it's how much time they're allowed to take.
Right. And by the way, dental offices have quite a high overhead. And as an owner of one for 33 years, and you've owned yours for 19, we both can attest that there's not really that much profit margin left over. So there's really only enough profit margin to support one person.
Correct.
And so if you have a bunch of investment bankers and lawyers who put together a corporation to own an office, what they're trying to do is squeeze out more money than there really would be under normal circumstances. And how they do that is to take shortcuts. That means they take a procedure that should have taken an hour and give the doctor a half hour, or take a procedure that the patient would have been better off to be sedated, but they don't sedate theirs, but they just tell them to sit still and, you know, it's only going to be 20 minutes of pain, that kind of thing, right?
Sure.
But getting to the reception room, though, what if a person wants to know before they've actually made the appointment? You know, before they've actually sat down and seen there are 20 people in the reception room. And you know what? I'm going to give you some time to think about that answer, because I just noticed it's time for us to go to our first break, okay?
Sounds good.
So when we come back, we're going to find out how you can know in advance, before you ever show up, whether you are now headed to a corporate dental office. You're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko, and we'll be right back.
Stay tuned to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko.
If you love Asian cuisine, you owe it to yourself to try Wang's Teriyaki Asian Takeout Restaurant. Known for their better quality and lower prices, at Wang's Teriyaki, you can eat in, pick up your food for carryout, or let them deliver their delicious entrees right to your home, as fresh as if the chef cooked it on the grill right in front of you. Wang's Teriyaki is conveniently located at 4330 North High Street in Clintonville. Call them at 614-261-8881. That's 614-261-8881. Wang's Teriyaki, open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week.
Hi, this is Jeff with Myers Jewelers. Make that special someone happy with a gift from Myers Jewelers. Myers Jewelers is the home of the world-famous Myers Jewelers Gold Rose, now available in 12 assorted colors. Give the rose that lasts forever. Another great gift is Pandora bracelets and beads. At Myers Jewelers, we have a Pandora boutique within our store, stocked with all the latest Pandora beads and jewelry. Come visit the family on Stringtown Road in Grove City and experience Myers Jewelers.
Decide Dentistry, the leader in high-quality cosmetic and restorative dentistry in Central Ohio, now offers the latest technology, Fast Braces. It's fast, safe, and affordable compared to traditional braces. This new technology of Fast Braces allows for less treatment time, and that means the patients save time and money, achieving the best smile possible. Dr. Desai is also a provider of 6-month smiles and Invisalign. She's very well known for her crown and bridge work, too. Visit DesaiDentistry.com. Dr. Desai Dentistry, brightening lives one smile at a time.
State ascoltando Dentally Speaking con il dottor Kvitko, qui sulla vostra radio preferita.
I wanna be on the cover of Forbes magazine, smiling next to Oprah and the Queen. Oh, every time I close my eyes.
And welcome back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. We have Dr. David Rice on the phone with us. He's calling us from Toronto. He is based out of Buffalo. He graduated cum laude in 1994 from the State University of New York at Buffalo School of Dental Medicine. And Dr. Rice has been working for the last 7-8 months with dental students and young dentists to help them basically have the practice of their dreams, but mostly to provide the best possible care they can so that they don't fall victim to this corporate dentistry model. Right, Dr. Rice?
Exactly.
Okay. Now, so is there a way, can somebody go online, how do we find out before we show up who is, what is a corporate office and what is just a regular hardworking dentist who's really, really out to serve their patients to the ultimate?
Well, I think, you know, doing your homework is important. And as you mentioned, you know, you can do some research by going online. You can, you know, even more important, maybe you can talk to a dental society and find out who's with who. But I think I get a little old school on things like this. And for me, the biggest thing to do is to ask questions. You know, you are your own best advocate as a patient. So, if I'm a patient, I want to know where the dentists in the community go. You know, ask specialists in the community who a terrific general dentist is. You know, those people typically know, you know, who's who, what's what, and how well things are being done. So it may sound a little dated, but I still think word of mouth is a very important means to gain information and talking with people who are in the profession themselves. I think you'll get very honest answers from all of us.
What about the auditor of the state of the particular state's website? Don't they have to list the corporate structure of the facility? I'm wondering. I don't really know.
Yeah, I think that they do have to list it. And, you know, one way, too, sometimes patients have come to us and brought in a list from, an insurance company. And if you look on the list, you might see, you know, 50 different names, but all with two different addresses.
Exactly. There's like two of the big clinics, and they list each dentist individually to make it look like people have a choice of 50 dentists when they have a choice of two offices in reality.
Exactly. So sometimes those are good. Those are simple tip-offs too. When your employer may hand you a packet of information.
Well, I have another suggestion I just thought of.
Great.
And that would be, you could go, like you suggested, go to the office, but call in advance, say, you know what, I have questions, I'm new in town, I don't want to become a patient yet, but I'd love to come in for a tour, and I'd like to speak to the doctor for a few minutes. And I've said this on my show many times. If the doctor won't take time to meet with you in that way, probably not going to take time to do the job right when you get there.
That's an excellent point.
Don't you think you would do it, wouldn't you?
Absolutely.
Yeah, we love giving tours, and I love sitting down with people in advance of when they come. And at one of those corporate offices where they have everything is, you know, a certain way, that, again, this many minutes for that, this many dollars for that, blah, 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 they don't have time to take 5 minutes out to talk to anybody because they're too busy running people through. And by the way, if you just left a new dental office and you had a cleaning that was so fast and you're on your way back to work and you think, wow, that was a great hygienist, that's the fastest cleaning I've ever had, you know, you should hit yourself in the head and go, doing, it's not because she was fast, it's because she was only given 30 minutes and she probably missed half the stuff.
Right.
Okay, but people don't make that connection. They think, wow, she's a better hygienist, she's so fast.
It's right. Fast, and I didn't feel a thing.
And because she was just hovering over your gum. She never touched you.
Exactly.
Okay. So, so you then, this is kind of for what you do, and it's called Ignite DDS, like setting it on fire. So taking a DDS and setting it on fire to do a great job.
Yes.
Take control of their life. Take control of what kind of dentistry they want to do and not be dictated to. And how did this come about? Did you have a good friend that graduated dental school that wound up victim to a corporate dental office? Or
it's interesting. So the past few years, although I'm not at Buffalo's dental school on a weekly basis, I guest lecture there on occasion. So it was about a year ago I gave a lecture to a group of third-year dental students. And it's fascinating. You know, whenever you get in front of younger professionals, they have lots of questions, so they come after class. Well, this particular time, you know, 30 students walked up at the end of the class, and I said, you know, maybe these guys need more help than I really imagined. So we sat down one day over lunch and with a group of a dozen students, and that led to a group of 20 at a meeting after hours, and all of a sudden, what I realized is there is a huge need for these young students and young dentists to get on the right track, and they are eager to learn. So it kind of happened organically.
And actually, dental school, they're charged with cramming about a decade's worth of information into 4 years of dental school, and they don't have time to teach us everything we need to know about dentistry, let alone teach us about the business of dentistry. So you can't really fault them, and yet it's a big void.
Absolutely.
Because anytime there's... Oh, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, and it's in addition to the business that they're lacking, most schools today, because it's so costly to educate a student, I believe statistically it costs about $42,000 a year at most schools just to provide the education. That's not what they charge a student necessarily. So they sometimes have to take those same shortcuts because, as you say, it's 10 years of information in 4 years, and it's really expensive, so they don't always bring to them the technology or the clinical background that they really need to, because they can't.
Well, that's a good point. And in fact, you mentioned the technology. Even as we sit here, I mean, my office has been digital, both photography and radiology, for 13 years now. We have had the CIRAC for about, I don't know, 5 to 7. I have laser dentistry and other things. And the dental students, the people that are graduating this June from dental schools around the nation, many of them have never used any of that. Now, some of them have, because they have like one machine for 100 people, and it's an elective. They can, if they're one of the first 5 to sign up, then they'll graduate knowing how to use it. But for the most part, they're still graduating not knowing how to use the latest technology. And when I say latest, I mean 15 years.
Totally agree with you.
Yeah.
Absolutely true.
And again, you can't blame the dental schools, because these things are $150,000 a CIRAC machine and acquisition unit. And so how are they going to supply enough of those for 100 dental students? It would be almost impossible. So they're doing the best they can. I remember it used to be there was this edict that if you wanted to get all the latest and greatest technology and procedures and services, you go to a young doctor or a young dentist. Well, I don't know if that's the case with young doctors, but I'm kind of feeling like it's not the case with young dentists, because they don't even know how to use the stuff.
It's very, very true. People often think that, well, they're very cutting edge, and as you say, most schools are 10 years behind, and it's no fault of theirs. It's just impossible to get the students where they need to be in that short span.
So then, probably, if we were going to recommend somebody looking for the latest and greatest technology, they might want to find a dentist that's been out in practice for at least 5, maybe 5 to 10. Because if you're starting a practice on your own, like I did, you don't have the money right away to invest in this real expensive technology. But eventually you'll get there. Now, some students are, or rather graduating dentists, are lucky enough to be able to go and borrow enough money to open their practice with some of this technology. But it's amazingly expensive. You have the cone beam technology, which I didn't mention earlier. You have, if they are going to be placing implants, you have... It's $20,000-$30,000 to get started with that, assuming that they know how to do them, and they probably don't upon graduation. And so, would you agree that the key to being able to set themselves apart from the other dentists, the ones that may wind up as a corporate dentist, would be having a wide array of services that they can offer and having a wide array of technology in their office?
I think that very much helps, and a strong desire to really, really learn and understand that dental school, when you graduate, to not believe that you're finishing your education, but you're really just beginning your education. And that's what we're trying to bring to them and instill those qualities and, characteristics for them.
Now, I noticed that your mission says it's not what you know, it's who you know. You also go on to say that part one of your mission is to give young dentists and dental students a 15-year head start in dentistry, because you're going to explain to them what you've been through for your first 19. Now, tell me, how do you go about, what's the part about it's not what you know, but who you know? How does that play into this?
It's essentially, a lot of these students, they've worked very, very hard. They've done well in college, they've done well in dental school, and Unfortunately, what they think is they're going to, you know, run out of school and start sprinting in the right direction, and everything will be wonderful and a piece of cake. But it's really, you know, finding the right mentors to help guide you as a young dentist to make sure that you do get on that right path, so you can become exposed to those great technologies. You can learn from those high-end institutions, so you can really, really prepare yourself for your patients. If you don't know who those people are, you don't know where to go, you may wake up 10 years, 15 years later and be in the same place you were the day after you graduated. So
right.
You know, the who you know is how we can bring to them, you know, leaders in our profession, no matter where we are in the country, to say, hey, if you want to learn about how to fix somebody's bite, these are some great places. If you want to learn about, you know, technology, these are some great places. So we're just trying to help, you know, steer them in the right direction.
Another quote I saw attributed to your website is copy genius. So that's what you're talking about. Find the really smart people, the women and men out there in dentistry, the ones that are super successful, and copy what they're doing.
Exactly.
Because I can tell you, they didn't get successful by working for a group of investment bankers.
No, they did not. And they sure as heck didn't treat their patients very well if they
right.
did that.
Right. You know, I have a personal connection with this corporate dentist. It was similar. It was more of a welfare-type office, and it wasn't owned by investment bankers, but it happened to be owned by a dentist who was running his office like it was. And this young man was, he and I were in discussions for him to be an associate. And at my office, they work on a percentage, although I'm able to show them what the past associate earned. So it's not like it's a total stab in the dark. But at the last minute, like in the last month and a half of right before graduating, he stopped returning my calls. And I thought, well, what's going on? And then I come to find out that he had taken a job which had guaranteed salary. That was, as it turns out, he didn't know it at the time, but it was less money than he would have earned with me. And the way I know that is because the associate I did hire earned a lot more than he was guaranteed than the other guy that didn't come. And he had a one-year contract, and he hated every minute of it. He
yeah.
told me that they told him he had to see everybody on his schedule. That's all that mattered. Stay on time if you can, but if you can't, you just don't go home until you've seen everybody we put on your schedule. Mm-hmm. He said he never got home before 10 o'clock at night, every single night for an entire year. Mm-hmm. And it was because they were running these people through, like you said, 20, 30 people, just everybody, like a mill, like an assembly line. But so your Ignite DDS's claim to fame is that you can give a 15-year head start to a new dentist or a dental student, right?
That's our goal, yes, absolutely.
Okay, so I'm saying that I'm reminding folks because, as you know, each week we do a Dr. Kvitko question of the day. And so, actually, before we do that, let me tell you, today there's going to be up to four winners. It depends on if all the listener lines are working. One of you is going to receive free flowers from Vice Denver Florist, plus two tickets to the Women's Expo that takes place April 27th and 28th at the Lausche Building at the Ohio Expo Center. Also, three of you will win two free tickets to the Women's Expo. So if you call and you're placed on hold, stay on hold, because it means you're one of the winners. You don't know if you got the flowers, but you'll know you at least got tickets. And my producer will get back to you, even though it may take a few minutes because he has a lot of information to gather. So don't call yet, but when I do give the question, you're going to call 459-9769. So, but before we do the contest, the lawyers want you to listen to this.
This station will not be held liable for any contesting during Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Participation in the contest allows Dr. Kvitko to record and broadcast your name and call. One winner per household, prizes are non-transferable, cannot be substituted, and are subject to taxes and fees. This station cannot be responsible for the inability to enter the contest, whether due to equipment malfunction or telephone difficulties. All decisions of Dr. Kvitko concerning this contest or eligibility are final.
And now it's time for Dr. Kvitko's question of the day.
And the question of the day is, Dr. Rice feels that dental students and young dentists who work with Ignite DDS will have a how many year head start in dentistry? Is it a 5-year head start? B, 10-year head start, C, 15-year head start, or D, 20-year head start. All right? Now, remember, the winner receives free flowers from Vice Denver Florist delivered to your place of business this Tuesday afternoon, plus two tickets to the Women's Expo, and up to three other callers are going to win two tickets to the Women's Expo. Go ahead and call 459-9769, 459-9769. Call now.
Hey, this is is Olympic snowboarder Louis Vito, and make sure you stay tuned to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko.
Dentally Speaking is his talk show. Dr. Kvitko, let's go!
You made a resolution to have a better career in 2013. Let me help you. At Assist to Succeed of Columbus's Dental Assisting School, we have new classes starting on April 13th and July 27th. Hi, this is Kendra, owner of Assist to Succeed of Columbus, located in the Dublin Plaza Shopping Center. Keeping some resolutions is hard. Getting a better career is easy, fast, and affordable at Assist to Succeed of Columbus's board-approved Dental Assisting School. You can train to become a dental assistant in just 10 Saturdays and a real-world dental office, not a schoolroom, while many other schools will charge you $8,000 to $10,000 or more. Plus books and lab fees, Assist to Succeed's dental assisting program is less than $5,000, and that covers everything. Financial aid is available to those who qualify. Again, courses are offered April 13th and July 27th. Don't delay, space is limited and classes are filling up. Call me today at 740-602-1250 or go to Assist to Succeed of Columbus.
Hi, my name is Jeff. I've been a member at Premier at Saunal Athletic Club for quite a while. I wanted to do this radio spot because I love and believe in the club, and I know you will too. If you want to improve your health and fitness, relax by the pool, or wondering how to get the kids active, the friendly and professional staff at Premier will help you in every possible way. I think it's important to say, this club is incredibly clean. It's why Premier was voted number one fitness club in Columbus. Join in April for your summer membership and receive a free month. No contracts and no enrollment fees. Call 336-CLUB. That's 336-CLUB. Cheers.
Sie hören zu einer Rede über zahnärztliche Sachen mit Dr. Kvitko hier an Ihrer beliebtesten Station.
Hi, I'm Dominique Reigert. Like what you hear? Why not use the Dentally Speaking Show to promote your product or service by becoming a sponsor? Call 614-262-9588 to learn how. That's 614-262-9588. Call now or send an email to drkvitko at aol.com.
And welcome back to Dentally Speaking, and we have callers on the line. And before we go to the phones, hey, Dr. Rice, pick a number from 1 through 4.
Oh, let's go with number 3.
Number 3. Okay, number 3 is Kathleen. Kathleen, how are you today?
Oh, fine.
Hey, first of all, what's your answer?
15 years.
15 years is correct. The answer was C. All right, Kathleen, what do you do for a living? I'm curious.
I'm an interior decorator.
Oh, neat. Oh, neat. Hey, I decorate the interior of the mouth, so we kind of have something in common.
There you go.
Just hang little pictures in there and stuff. Okay. So, hey, hang on the phone, and we'll get your information so we can get the flowers and the tickets sent over to you and the other callers, Sarah, Danielle, and Tom. You also stay on the line because we're going to get some tickets sent out to you. Okay. Thanks, Kathleen.
Thank you.
All right. So, Dr. Rice, and let me just reiterate, we are talking with Dr. David Rice. He founded what is called Ignite DDS, and what he is doing is he's trying to encourage, empower young dentists to go out and be the absolute very best they can be, do the absolute best dentistry they can do, with the purpose of making sure the public receives better dental care than you would most likely get at a corporate dental office. Correct?
Correct.
Okay. And we're definitely on the same page there. And I know when we first started to connect, we had to at first kind of sidestep a little bit and be, you know, tiptoe around to make sure we didn't hurt anybody's feelings. But
sure.
Once we realized we're on that same wavelength, we're good, right?
We're absolutely.
Because you didn't know if I might be a corporate dentist, so you were being real, real careful there. Am I right?
You are correct.
Okay. So, all right. So you definitely have a friend in this. Now, one of the things I noticed that you've mentioned is, we don't know what we don't know. And that sounds so obvious, but it's also very hard to understand. For instance, here's the thing. The way I like to put this is, let's say you showed up to class late. We've all been to high school, and so that we don't have to think about college. Let's think of when you were in high school chemistry class or high school biology. And let's say you came late, and the teacher's talking and you have a question, but you're afraid to raise your hand because you think maybe they already covered that and it's just going to make you stand out. Everybody's going to know that's the guy that was late. and so you don't ask. What you didn't know is that they hadn't covered that topic. Everybody would have benefited from you asking that question, but you didn't know what you didn't know, so you just let it go. Is that a fair analogy?
Very fair. Very fair indeed.
Yeah. And so a young dentist who is being force-fed all this information about dentistry doesn't know the other things that they don't know. They don't know the pressures of an insurance company. They don't know how to talk to people about, here's one. People who say to them, Dr. So-and-so, new doctor, I'm going to go to somebody else because you're not on my insurance list. And they don't know how to respond to that. And, of course, I do, but tell me, how would you respond to that? What would you teach them?
You know, the greatest thing we do is, I guess, we live our words every day. So a patient in our practice would truly understand who we are, you know, by what we've done with them for 2 years, 5 years, 10 years, as long as we know them. And most of the time, we're very, very casual. We just let people know, listen, we understand, you know, life can be challenging, and especially at different points in time, and money can be tough and tight. And if you feel like you need to step in the water and see for yourself what's out there, it's okay. But be on the lookout for, and then we kind of go through our little list of the most common risks we see as people come to us from larger corporate practices, and let them know they're always welcome. And it's incredible to me how many times, if somebody tries that out, they go for one appointment, they call back immediately and say, "Oh my gosh, what have I done? It was entirely different." So it's really just maybe giving people the freedom to see what they need to see, but going in educated.
Right. The most important thing is that they know that they're welcome back. So what happens sometimes is people leave for what they think is a good reason, and they think they leave our offices, and then they think they're going to get the same care, and then when they don't, they feel, oh man, no, I can't go back there because now I'm embarrassed.
Right.
But if you tell them in advance, I understand you want to check it out. You think you know, your husband wants to change to somebody on the list, or your wife wants to change to somebody on the list. So, you know, go ahead and try it. But just know you're always welcome back. Now, one of the tricks that I have learned, one of the things I pass on, now I'm going to have you really tell me some of these things, okay, on the air.
Sure.
But I'll tell you one of the ones that I tell my patients is if you, first of all, we already talked about one. If the cleaning is really quick, it's not that you have a super fast hygienist, it's that she's just hovered over your teeth. That's one. The other is, here's one. A lot of offices, they have like two tiers of patients. They have the patients that are on these lists, and then you have regular pay patients, because let's face it, people don't know if it's a corporate dental office or not, so people without insurance will wander in there, right?
Sure.
So if you're one of the people on a list, you're going to get treated like a second-class citizen, and here's one key way to know. If they're always canceling your appointment or moving your appointment, if they call you and say, you know what, Mr. Smith, Dr. So-and-so forgot that he was going to be on vacation the day of your appointment, so we need to move you. First time, okay. The next time they'll call with another excuse, he's sick, or his daughter is sick, or had to take his daughter to brownies or something. Anyway, they keep moving you. And the reason is because when you show up, they're really not making much money. So what they'd rather do is put somebody in that time slot that is going to make some money for them. So that would be a key indicator. Can you tell me of some others, Dr. Rice?
I'll tell you, one of the things we hear very often from patients who come to us as a new patient is, you know, I never saw the same person twice.
That's a big one, yes.
Yeah, that's a very, very big one. It's every time they go, it's a different person cleaning their teeth. It's a different dentist checking their teeth. There may be, instead of walking in and seeing one or two people for an appointment, say, for example, you're having a cleaning, you might go through a series of people. It's almost like
assembly line.
The chain, exactly. So one person does X, the next person does Y, and so on and so on. And finally, you get to see a provider, and then you spend very little time with that actual provider.
Yeah, so we have they cancel you. You don't see the same person. It's too quick. And I'm trying to think. And you talked about if the waiting room has 20, 30 people in it, 30 is probably overdoing it, but 20 I could understand.
Sure.
And then they'll typically be marketed as 7 days a week. You know, is your schedule, is it hard for you to get to the dentist during the day? So come to our office at 9 at night. Pretty certain, not all the time, but I guess if you were to kind of generalize, you wouldn't find an individual practicing dentist working till 9 at night. Although I did in my early years because I had no choice. I was also teaching like you do. I taught at the College of Dentistry, Ohio State University. And so I couldn't even get to my office until 5. And I'm sorry, I think I worked, I taught all day and I would go to my office from 6 to 10. But it was always me, just me. People knew, you know, they weren't being seen by an investment banker. They were being seen by me who was willing to work extra hard to build a life and build a practice. Because on my, well, the only reason I had a patient on the first day is because somebody called and their temporary crown had fallen off. That was my very first patient. I opened from scratch. And my second day, no patients. Third day, one patient, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But it, and that's what, that is what would scare a young dentist of today into thinking, I can't do this. I have to go work for one of those places. But we want them to know, and we want the patients to know, that you don't need to be at a corporate dental office. Neither of you do. You just need to go to a place that really, really is going to do a good job. And I'll tell you what, if you go to an office that's thorough, like myself, and I assume like you and like everybody you're teaching, you're actually going to save money in the long run because you're not going to have all these issues pop up. You're going to get your teeth healthy, and they're going to help you keep them healthy for the rest of your life. And now that I've been in practice for 33 years, I can honestly, I have proof. You know, I have proof that that's the way it works. It's the people that go to, you know, if they're in a big hurry, like I had a patient of mine, she had an exam and a cleaning the day before coming to me. They missed 8 fillings. They really didn't clean her teeth. I took a photograph of a tooth completely covered with plaque, and they missed the fact that she had an abscess. She's complaining about pain, and the x-ray clearly showed an abscess, but it wasn't part of their investment banker, lawyer, business model.
Sure.
You know, they'd run out of time, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
So... but what do you say? So you tell the doctor, the young doctors, tell the patient it's okay to try the other office, let them know that they're welcome back. Tell us about the potential dangers to patients who go to an office, and I'm lumping it all as corporate dentistry. What kind of dangers are there? Are there dangers to patients who go to these offices?
I think as you allude to, typically one of two things happen that we've seen. Either you go for a period of time, and everything is wonderful because people don't have adequate time or maybe even skill set to, you know, diagnose and help you. Or when you have a problem, you tend to have a lot of problems. And I guess that comes from the years of looking at things and saying they're okay, and the problems, you know, they get rewarded for doing more elaborate procedures. So it would be... it happens day to day where people go and maybe they happen to have a tooth or two teeth that need to be worked on, but all of a sudden there's 10 teeth and they're all right in a row, amazingly.
Yeah, how can that possibly be?
Yeah, how can that possibly be?
Right.
So, you know, as a patient, you have to understand if you've gone to a great office and then you go somewhere else and somebody tells you something totally different, you know, the light should go off. And maybe get a third opinion if you need to.
Oh, I always recommend at least 3, because then you have like 2 yeses and a no, or 2 noes and a yes.
Exactly.
Two.
A great dentist will never feel badly about you seeking, you know, good counsel from other people, because they're going to feel confident that what they're telling you is, you know, in your best interest.
Dr. Rice, we have to go to another break, so hang with me.
And
we're going to talk more about this, because I think people are starting to understand that this does affect their overall health. And there's more about that we want to talk about here in a minute. Let me remind folks that if you go to dentallyspeaking.com, you can access podcasts of all of the shows I've ever done. Today's show is 276th, the 276th show, so we're rapidly closing in on that 300th magical number show. I don't know what we're going to do for that show, but we're going to try to do something special. All right, so hang with us. You're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko, and we'll be right back.
Stay tuned for more of Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko
after these messages.
Estás escuchando Dental Speaking con Dr. Kawiko aquí en su estación favorita.
Experience, artistry, creativity. There are still professions where these words mean something. Studio B Hair Design still believe that practice does make perfect. Whether it's a precision cut, custom color, or something uniquely your own, Studio B can help you find just the right look, all in a comfortable, relaxing atmosphere right in the heart of Clintonville. Let Studio B Hair Design give you the best professional hair care at the best price. And should you need a quick gift idea, why not give a Studio B gift certificate for a birthday, anniversary, or subtle way of telling that special someone your hair needs help. So when looking for a fresh approach to your hair, do what lots of people do in Central Ohio. Trust experience. Trust the professionals at Studio B Hair Design. Studio B Hair Design, 21 Brighton Road, just off High Street in Clintonville. Call for your appointment now, 614-263-8661. 263-8661. Hi, it's Trisha Moore. When I created you at your best, it was not only to inspire myself, but you to change your lives for the better. We can't do it alone, right? I needed to choose a partner to help me. People with a history of success. I chose Premier at Sawmill Athletic Club. My trainer, James, and my group of fitness friends have given me solutions that make fitness work in my life. Stop thinking about where you should go. Make the call today. It's easy to see why Premier was voted number one fitness club in Columbus. Call for membership specials now. 336-CLUB, 336-2582.
If you love Asian cuisine, you owe it to yourself to try Wang's Teriyaki Asian Takeout Restaurant. Known for their better quality and lower prices, at Wang's Teriyaki, you can eat in, pick up your food for carryout, or let them deliver their delicious entrees right to your home, as fresh as if the chef cooked it on the grill right in front of you. Wang's Teriyaki is conveniently located at 4330 North High Street in Clintonville. Call them at 614-261-8881. That's 614-261-8881. Wang's Teriyaki, open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week.
I'm gonna love you with my hands that you made your teeth. Show me your teeth.
Open your mouth, boy.
Show me your teeth.
Show me what you got.
Show me your teeth.
And we're back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko. Today we are talking to Dr. David Rice. He practices in Buffalo. He currently is in Toronto because he speaks all over the world or all over the nation. And he was nice enough to get up early and call in, so I appreciate that, Dr. Rice.
Happy to be here.
And we are talking about Ignite DDS, which is your brainchild of making sure or working with young dentists, young dental students, to make sure that they understand how to be the best possible dentist they can be so that they can control their own destiny and that they can provide the best possible care for their patients. And maybe their patients will discover that or get that feeling so that they won't be they won't have the desire to leave them and go to a corporate office.
Yes, indeed. That's the goal.
Okay, so that's kind of the... kind of it in a nutshell, right?
In a nutshell.
And so, really, this is about the patient. This is about our patients. This isn't about allowing these young dentists to make a ton of money. This is about allowing... because, honestly, it's more expensive to do dentistry correctly than it is to take the shortcuts. Because I'll give you the best example, and I've used this on the air many times, but I've probably never told it to you. If you take an... I'm going to use even numbers. These may not be real fees. But let's say there's a procedure that I do that costs $200. And let's say it's the exam, x-ray, and cleaning. And let's say that another office, a corporate office, charges $150. Well, immediately people think, hey, I'm saving $50. I'm going to that place. I'm not going to Dr. Kavitko. I'm going down the road. Well, what they don't know is my office might give that patient a full hour to accomplish that. And so in that hour, my office would earn $200. The corporate dental office would give their folks 30 minutes to accomplish that. So in a half hour, they're making $150. In an hour, they're making $300. They're making 50% more than I am, and yet nobody at their office got a thorough exam, got their teeth truly cleaned, and had a correct diagnosis. And maybe that's too strong. I'm not saying they make mistakes, everything's wrong every time, but you know what I'm saying.
Absolutely. No, and that's a great way to put it, to reference it.
So we make less money doing it right.
Sad sometimes, but I don't think either one of us got into this for that, right? So it's
but it's
a strong point to make for sure.
Well, especially it's the discount part. It's the thinking they're getting $50 off is the part I'm trying to stress there.
100%. I totally agree.
Yeah, because it's not, you're not saving money. It's not cheaper. You're just not getting what you think you paid for. It's like paying for an oil change and getting half the, you know, 2 quarts of oil instead of 4.
Mm-hmm.
Car still runs, and you don't have any problems. But with only 2 quarts of oil in your engine, your engine's going to wear out. It's going to break down. Would you say that's, is that a good analogy?
That's a really great analogy. And I think coming full circle to you don't know what you don't know, you know, as a patient, I think most people feel that if they're not in pain or they can't see the dentistry that's being done, it's not in the front of their mouth, that, you know, you have to assume that everything was done well because it's not what you do for a living as a patient. And it's when you wake up 5 years, 10 years later with massive issues, and as you say, it ends up costing you so much more in the long run. That's, I think that breaks my heart more than anything when we see a patient that we say, gosh, if we would have just seen them 2 years, 5 years, 10 years earlier, we could have really avoided all of this dentistry.
Right, and I have people all the time say, now how long can I wait to do this? And my answer is more often than not, well, first of all, my first question, I answer with a question, how long do you want to wait? Are you talking about weeks? Are you talking about months? Are you talking about years? Because let's face it, things can sometimes wait weeks and months. But years, you know, that's really pushing it. And even if you try and you're successful, I couldn't predict that it would be okay for another year or two. So I'm going to be careful about going there. In fact, I'm not going to go there. But I tell people all the time, okay, Mrs. Jones, you need a crown. And you know what? It's close to needing a root canal. But I think if we do the big filling, get the decay out, do the big filling in the crown now, we might be able to avoid the root canal. Can't promise you that because x-rays are two-dimensional and all that. But so I say your best chance of not needing the root canal is to do it now. If you can't afford it, you don't have time, you don't want to do it, and you're going to wait 3, 4, 6 months, well, you know what? If it needs a root canal, it needs a root canal. You'll have to, there's an extra charge, but we can still fix your tooth. And so I don't want to have people feel like I've put them in a headlock and said, you're not leaving here until you do your filling or your crown. And yet, I want them to know that we're really looking out for them, because when's the cheapest dentistry done? When you first find it. Once we discover a cavity, does it ever get any cheaper by waiting?
No, it doesn't. It never takes less time, and it never gets more fun.
That's one I hadn't thought of. Now, I want to ask you about how does Ignite DDS relate to patients? I mean, do you work with patients? Do you go out and talk to just the people at large? Like my audience, of course, we're doing it right now, I realize, but when you're not on the radio with me, are you somehow running programs to alert patients out there that, hey, there is a difference? How do you do that, or is it not something you cover?
No, we mainly, when we're working with our students, we mainly just work with them to try and instill the values that, you know, you and I have ourselves, and teach them everything they need to know. So, as you say, you know, most young dentists walk out of school and they don't have the background that we have just due to our experience. And many of them are so, they're under so much pressure because it costs them so much to go through dental school. And these companies are just waiting for them. You know, they built their entire business model around knowing that these students come out in a bad spot. So we work with the students mainly just to help prepare them and get them to a place so they can make better choices for their patients and choices for themselves. We don't do a whole lot of direct patient care with them.
Now, you do it through a video series. Are these webinars, or do you have live meetings with them? Do you have a system where if they have a question, they can call you after hours? How does this work?
That's, you know, and I'm glad you asked that. So we try to work in multiple forms, and just like you and I would work with our patients, you know, some patients work better one way or another. So we provide an education online via webinars. We have forums that students can participate in, and we bring students together, you know, across North America so they can all learn with one another. But we do many live events as well. So we have a fair number of volunteer dentists. None of us are there to make any money, and we literally travel around and get in front of as many students as we can, as frequently as we can, and bring them clinical dentistry as well as, you know, some of the business skills in order to do what you and I have been talking about for the last hour.
Okay. Now, you know that I'm in Columbus and that we have Ohio State University College of Dentistry, so I'm assuming there are some dental students listening right now and some young dentists. So how would they contact you?
The easiest thing to do is to just hop on www.ignitedds.com. You can register. It's free to you as a student. And you can either email me through the website. You can, you know, post a discussion if you have questions. That will, you know, always kind of lead back to myself and my team, and we'll get back to you within the day.
Okay. And is there a phone number or an email address you want to give out or not? It's up to you.
You know what? Yeah, there's a great email address. It's david.rice, R-I-C-E, at ignitedds.com. That's my best email.
Okay, it's great because it has your name in it, huh?
Keeps it easy for me.
Oh, okay. All right. So, hey, you know what? We have to go to another break. When we come back, we'll have 3 or 4 minutes to wrap up, but hang with me. You're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko, and we'll be right back.
This is Clark Kellogg. Stay tuned for more of Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko.
Vous écoutez à la radio du dentiste avec Dr. Kvitko, ici sur votre radio préférée.
Hi, this is Richard Simmons. Do you listen to Dentally Speaking? Well, you should. Dr. Kvitko is here, and he's going to help you with all of your problems. Are your teeth yellow? He can fix that. Are you missing a tooth? He could put a new one in. How is that?
That's very good. Thank you, Richard.
Decide Dentistry, the leader in high-quality cosmetic and restorative dentistry in Central Ohio, now offers the latest technology, fast braces. It's fast, safe, and affordable compared to traditional braces. This new technology of fast braces allows for less treatment time, and that means the patients save time and money, achieving the best smile possible. Dr. Desai is also a provider of 6-month smiles and Invisalign. She's very well known for her crown and bridge work, too. Visit DecideDentistry.com. Dr. Desai Dentistry, brightening lives one smile at a time.
Hi, this is Jeff with Myers Jewelers. Make that special someone happy with a gift from Myers Jewelers. Myers Jewelers is the home of the world-famous Myers Jewelers Gold Rose, now available in 12 assorted colors. Give the rose that lasts forever. Another great gift is Pandora bracelets and beads. At Myers Jewelers, we have a Pandora boutique within our store, stocked with all the latest Pandora beads and jewelry. Come visit the family on Stringtown Road in Grove City and experience Myers Jewelers.
You made a resolution to have a better career in 2013. Let me help you. At Assist to Succeed of Columbus's Dental Assisting School, we have new classes starting on April 13th and July 27th. Hi, this is Kendra, owner of Assist to Succeed of Columbus, located in the Dublin Plaza Shopping Center. Keeping some resolutions is hard. Getting a better career is easy, fast, and affordable at Assist to Succeed of Columbus's board-approved Dental Assisting School. You can train to become a dental assistant in just 10 Saturdays and real-world dental office, not a schoolroom, while many other schools will charge you $8,000 to $10,000 or more. Plus books and lab fees, Assist to Succeed's dental assisting program is less than $5,000, and that covers everything. Financial aid is available to those who qualify. Again, courses are offered April 13th and July 27th. Don't delay. Space is limited and classes are filling up. Call me today at 740-602-1250 or go to Assist to Succeed of Columbus.
Whenever I see your smiling face, I have to smile myself, because I love you, yes I do. And when you give me that pretty little pout,
and we're back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. We have been talking about Ignite DDS. It is ignitedds.com. It was a brainchild of Dr. David Rice, who practices in Buffalo, New York. He is currently in Toronto calling in to live to the show for us, which is nice of him to do, and also nice of him to get up so early on a Sunday morning. But you know what, Dr. Rice, I like to say that people don't become successful by sleeping in.
Exactly. We have to extend our day.
So I'll have to tell you, I've had less trouble getting people to get up early than I thought I would, because I have a lot of successful people as guests on my show. So if you're a dental assistant, I'm sorry, a dental student or a young dentist, they might want to go to www.ignitedds.com, because they can figure out, you can help them basically shave 15 years off that learning curve of how to run their office in a way that they can do the kind of dentistry that they were taught to do in dental school without having to compromise quality and compromise their values.
That's a great way to put it. You know,
okay.
Walk out in the world and do what you know is the right thing to do, and we'd love to help you do it.
It's too bad that you can't have the little sign on your in the front of your office that says, "We do it right," and the people that don't wouldn't be allowed to do that.
No, not, they wouldn't be happy with it.
Not the world we live in, is it?
No.
Now, let's see. Is there anything, and we only have about a minute, literally a minute, is there anything that you would like to say before we have to sign off?
You know what? I'd just like to pass on to your audience that what you're doing is a really wonderful thing, you know, to help raise awareness with patients in your community, and, you know, let people know what to look out for and how to best help themselves and be an advocate for themselves is tremendous, and I commend you for it. There's not enough people who are doing it out there.
Well, thank you very much. I really appreciate that. I want to remind folks to that, let's see, two things. This Saturday and Sunday at the Ohio Expo Center, come and visit us at the Women's Expo. And then don't forget, we still need lots of volunteers for our Team Smile event on May 3rd. We really, really need your help. Go to teamsmile.org and sign up. Next week, I'll have David Harris of Prosperident, the largest private investigation firm in the world that deals with dental embezzlement. You've been listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Thank you so much for joining me. Please tune in next Sunday at 8 and every Sunday at 8.
Be sure and tune in next week for another exciting episode of Dentally Speaking with my dentist, Dr. Kvitko.
If you're interested in learning more about this and other dental health topics, go to dentallyspeaking.com to access full episodes of Dr. Kvitko's show.
If you would like to book Dr. Kvitko to speak at your next event, please call 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588. Or send an email to drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com. That's drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com.